So, baptisms on Easter Sunday, what's that about? Well, Andy and Jenny, not that Jenny, another Jenny, are going to be baptized this morning. And baptism, who in their right mind gets baptized? Actually, that's not good, because if you've met Andy, you'd know. Anyway, but who in their right mind would be baptized, have a bath in public? Well, it goes back to the time of Jesus, when Jesus himself was baptized in the River Jordan. And it was a symbol. It's not magic. It's a symbol of something that's already happened. And as someone goes under the water, they are basically saying, look, I renounce, I give up, I recalibrate my life. I'm dying to the ways I used to think and act and be. And as they come out of the water, they're saying, and I want to start again with Jesus Christ as my Lord. I want to share and be part of this resurrection life, this life that Jesus makes available to us all. So it's a symbol of dying and starting again. And on this Easter Sunday, it's a very powerful symbol of people saying, look, this Jesus really is alive, and he has changed my life, and I want to spend the rest of my life serving him. So we're going to hear their two stories now of how they came to this point of wanting to be baptized in public. And I want you to give Andy a rapturous round of applause as he makes his way to the front. Yeah, let me just move that.
Okay.
There you go. Let me straighten your paper out for you. I must say, you're looking very smart this morning, mate. That's kind of, yeah. Have a word with the others, because you're clearly outclassing them. It's all yours.
All right. So I'm Andy. Yeah, I'm getting baptized today. I always believed in God since I was a little kid. It was what I was brought up with. I went to a Christian school. My dad took me to church pretty much every Sunday. But I didn't really make a conscious decision to be a Christian. It was like, it was taught to me, more than me, like going out my way to explore it. Somewhere along the way, I just stopped being a Christian. I don't know why. Nothing like drastically changed my mind. It was more of like an ongoing decision. It might have just been like, because it wasn't cool to believe in God or something, or maybe something else. But I didn't really enjoy church, so I didn't feel connection. I thought like Christianity was all boring. I know how wrong I was now. I'm not sure when I stopped believing. It might have been when I was around 10 or 11, I think. I just didn't see any evidence for God. I thought it was a bit too far-fetched, and Christianity wasn't a big part of my life. And I didn't really think about my faith at all for years after that. But I started believing in God, probably due to where I sat in a science lesson. I was sitting with three of my friends who were all Christians, and we just had so much fun. Since I was christened, like I said that I was a Christian just to be close to my friends, really, I guess. But at some point, I did start believing in God and take my faith a little more seriously. I can't remember when it was, but I remember one of the reasons that I started believing was just how amazing the world is, how much beauty there is. I just thought, there's no way that can be an accident. So I believe in God, and I was convinced I was a Christian then, just because I was believing, and that was all to it. My journey to be a Christian stalled for months. I thought I was a Christian, and I was probably more of a believer, really, than a Christian. But until January, when I was invited to go on a Leav course by my friend Isaac, and this was probably the main part of me becoming a Christian, and it all happened in the space of 3 months that Alpha took place. I was a bit sceptical at first, really. I didn't know what it was really about and how I was going to react to it, but I decided to go along because I thought, well, it'd be fun, quite interesting. And I went along to all the Alpha sessions, and I beforehand had no idea that it was really going to change my life for the better. After a couple of sessions, I realised that I wasn't a Christian at that time, and I was just a believer instead. And I learned so much over the few weeks, and I started praying regularly, and I started coming here a few weeks back. Yeah, going on the Alpha course helped me so much to become a Christian, and I would just advise anyone who's interested in Christianity but not there yet to come along, if you have a friend who's in that position, to bring along, because it's such an amazing experience that can change people's life for the better, and it really helped me become a Christian. But yeah, I loved going to Alpha and got more interested as the weeks goes on. The Tuesday before I became a Christian, I remember having a long conversation with Isaac about when he knew he was a Christian and about how I'd know when it would happen. I kind of struggled with this because I thought I was ready to become a Christian, but didn't know when it was going to happen and whether I'd feel anything when it did. But he couldn't really explain how you know, as it's different with other people, for different people. But luckily it was really clear for me. And on the following Saturday, I was with a few mates around someone's house. There was a few drinks and like people were getting high and that. And it wasn't wild or anything, but like it made me think about my relationship with God. I think I was the only one not drinking, but I was the happiest out of everyone. And it's because I was the only one who knew God and felt his love. And I know I didn't want that feeling to stop. I thought about this briefly at the time, but more thought about it the following night, and all these thoughts and feelings came into my head. But yeah, this was the night when I became a Christian. Early on that morning, I heard about the baptisms that were going to happen today, and I wasn't sure if I was ready, and I was like debating whether or not I should. So later at night in bed, I was just praying over it, just hoping that during the week, God would show me a sign that I was ready. And he answered my prayer much, much sooner than I could have expected. It was within 10 minutes, I just knew that I was a Christian. It was such an intense feeling. I was just overwhelmed with joy. It's nothing that I'd seen before, felt before. And I just knew I wanted to commit the rest of my life to Christ. It was just so overwhelming. And it was like the first time that I felt God drawing me to do something in such a way that I knew it was him. And it was such an incredible feeling. I was just really excited that I became a Christian all suddenly. I just wanted to shout it out. But I waited till the next day and just told Isaac. He was the first person I wanted to tell. And it was quite hard to keep it in at school for a while. Couldn't really concentrate. It's just on my mind. And 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17, 18 really sums up how I felt. Therefore, anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. I feel completely new as a Christian and just born again. I know it's a bit cliche, but yeah, that's just how I feel. I became a Christian. I remember it was Sunday the 30th of March 2014, between 9 and 9:30 p.m. And I know that it is and always will be the best decision I've made and ever will make in my life. And it's just amazing, really, for me to be here, thinking all the decisions in my life have just led me to be here. Could have gone in a different direction, but it hasn't. I'm so grateful for that. And I've decided to get baptized today because I just want to publicly declare that I want to live my life for God, really, and just want everyone to know.
Good job.
Not bad. And now we have another teenager about to be baptized. A recycled teenager. Jenny Bingham.
I've got to
Can you hear me? Yes. Okay. Deep breath. Well, I'm going to start slightly differently to how I was going to start because of the news about Martin. And I'm standing here. My heart goes out to Edith. I know the journey she's going to go on now. And it's going to be long and hard. And I just want her to be blessed. But she will come out the other side, as I have. Anyway, I didn't know I was going to be doing this, to be honest. It wasn't something I'd actually considered, as when I was 15, I was confirmed. It was quite a long journey to get confirmed. I had to go on my bike and go for classes for quite a while. But I was 15, and I took my first communion on Easter Sunday, and it was wonderful. And it's always been a very, very important sacrament to me ever since. The fact that Jesus died for me and saved me. Wow. So when Andy first said weeks back that he was looking for Pete, he was thinking he'd have a baptism service on Easter Day. This thought came into my head and I thought, oh, here we go again. But I sort of tried to shrug it off, but I couldn't. Then I prayed about it and I had a conversation with Linda about it. And then I came another Sunday and Andy spoke about it again. And during the worship, my hands were sweating. I couldn't hardly breathe. And I thought, okay, I will do it. Thought I'd go home and ring up about it the next day. But my car was out there and somebody parked behind it. And they didn't go. And the school was emptying. And I kept saying to the lady, I brought, we'll get out in a minute. But I couldn't. And Naomi Hickford came along. And I was chatting to her, and I just said, I was thinking about getting baptised. To which she said, haven't you been baptised? And I said, no, I was confirmed. But no, I feel God is really, really, he's nudging me, and I can't ignore it any longer. So I went and told Andy, and here I am. So you're probably wondering, well, why are you being baptised if you've been confirmed all those years ago? Well, when I was confirmed, I became a Christian. I believed. I'm standing here today realising that I need to do this because my life has moved on a lot. It's the day Jesus rose from the dead, and it's the day I feel I can move on in my life from grieving so much for Dennis, who was such a huge part of my life. There are so many stories I could tell, but I'm not going to, because I have a passage that God gave me about 18 months ago. I'm going to disregard most of what's on here, and it's this. It's Isaiah chapter 6, verse 20. I came across this one day when I was sitting out under his vines, Dennis's vines in my garden, and I was led to this. It was, I suppose, quite a while since I'd lost Dennis, and you have good days and bad days, but I was led to this, and it's this. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Now, he promised me that about 18 months ago. I was absolutely blown away by this, and I've read it so often since when I felt a bit down. I've shared it with the ladies at the Ladies' Fellowship, and I read it, quite often. So I came to Maybridge. Well, Dennis and I came to Maybridge because God sent us here. We didn't know he sent us here at the time, but he did. He sent us to number one, the quadrant, and we found Maybridge Community, well, Maybridge Christian Fellowship then. And we both had that experience of when we went round, of these arms going round us. We both felt it. It wasn't imagined, and we started going there. Andy very kindly married us, brave man, and we joined the church, and we had a church family. I never had that before. We embraced it. To have a church family is just amazing, because they go through the good times and the bad times with you, and we will all support Edith. We will all mourn with her. We will all cry with her. We'll all celebrate when the next baby is born. All the things that we do as a church family, it's just the best feeling ever. We went on an Alpha course and met the lovely Kev. led by Ron and Daphne, God bless them. Lots of things happened. And then Dennis got ill. And that was very difficult, as you know. But one night I was woken, and in my head were the words, "Thy will be done." Three times I heard them. And I actually woke Dennis up and I said to him, "Dennis, I've just had this in my head." And we then prayed, and it was as if we both had total acceptance that God was in this fight, this battle for Dennis's, you know, continued life. But we knew God was with us, and it was from then on that Dennis became more at peace and accepting of his, you know, his impending death, really. After he died, I wouldn't have coped without my faith, with my church family. The people around me were so supportive, and they got me through. And then you get to the next bit, and life's quite quiet. And that's when God's been meeting with me. I could tell you so many times of things he's done. The only real experience I want to share is when I was about 13, I nearly drowned in the swimming pool in Guildford. We used to go there from our school for swimming lessons, and everyone else had got out of the pool, and I thought, I'll just go and have another dive. Went to the bottom of the pool, got cramp, couldn't get out, couldn't move. Now, there was another school down there that day, and a boy had come out. He was first out from his class. I was at the bottom. He'd seen me dive in, hadn't seen me come up. Next thing I remember, I'm on the side, and he's there. And God's hand was on me that day, because that boy was called Malcolm Colmer, and I hadn't seen him for about 7 years. We used to go to Sunday school together in Send Village Hall. He'd moved to a different school, I'd gone to a different school. But he'd come out that day, first kid out, seen me on the side, recognised me. Now, that wasn't a coincidence. Any other kid might not have watched me dive in. God that day changed my life, in the fact that it was from that moment I thought, I need to go and get confirmed. I need to become a Christian. But the difference in me now is I'm being obedient to this niggle that God gave me to come and do this. But now I am still a believer. I've always believed. But now I realise I'm a follower. And I want to follow. I want to do more. I know God's got a lot of things he wants to do with me. And I just am so excited to be here on a day like today to say, my days of mourning, I'll never forget Dennis. He was the love of my life. He broke my heart. But God has kept his promise, and he's got something. I'm now just me, Jenny, just standing here waiting for this amazing thing to happen. And I am very privileged that the man who had the privilege of conducting my marriage service, the man who did such an amazing job at Dennis's funeral, is actually well enough, God bless him, to perform my baptism. Say so. Thank you, Andy. Thank you.